Isaías Nogués is the political affairs representative at the Mexican consulate in Tucson. He says the Mexican government was pleased with the Supreme Court's decision to strike down the parts of the law that would have made it a crime to be in the country illegally. He says it shows that federal law trumps state law in terms of immigration.
That's a good point for the Mexican government. We are concerned about the part that held the 2B section.
That part requires local law enforcement to question a person's immigration status if there's reason to believe they're in the country illegally. Nogués says the concern of the Mexican government is that this could lead to racial profiling
and violations to human rights, to basic human rights. Our duty now is to monitor what is going to happen when the decision finally comes into effect here in Arizona. So our duty is to monitor, to protect the rights of our people regardless of immigration status.
He says in the last 2 weeks, the Mexican consulates in Tucson, Phoenix, Nogales, Douglas, and Yuma have received many calls from Mexican citizens living in Arizona.
People are concerned. If they are legally or undocumented here in this country, they have the same question. I mean, I have my proper documents. I have visa. I am resident of this country. What is going to happen? I mean, what should I do if a cop comes and asks for my documents?
Nogués says the Mexican consulate has a close relationship with law enforcement agencies in Tucson and with city government. Tucson Police Chief Roberto Villaseñor said after the ruling that he worries about resources and training for law enforcement statewide. He says the law, as it is now, would take resources away from local safety concerns to deal with immigration.
In Tucson alone, there's 36,000 times a year that we arrest people where we give them a citation and allow them to leave the scene. That could be a shoplifting arrest, a disorderly conduct, speed greater than 21 miles an hour, DUI arrest. With the provision that was upheld, we are supposed to call a Border Patrol agent, an ICE agent, or 287G officer, and those are the only three acceptable means where we can then release a person after they verify their status.
Shortly after the Supreme Court came out with the ruling on June 25th, the Mexican government's Office of International Relations in Arizona printed a 3-page brochure titled Updated Guide to the Law, known as SB 1070. The brochure includes a summary of the law, the part that was upheld, and the parts that were struck down. It also answers the questions, what precautions should I take, and what are my rights? Nogués says the Mexican consulate is handing out those brochures and holding community forums with local organizations to share information about what to do when interacting with local police.
This is basic in the message of the Mexican government here in Arizona. They have to respect the law of this country. They have to respect traffic law. They have to respect every kind of law that could lead to have any kind of problem with authorities.
There's a toll-free number on the brochure where people can call with questions. Nogués says the call center receives thousands of calls per week, and that allows the Mexican consulate to get a feel for what people are talking about in the community and what questions need to be answered. Consulates from Central American countries in Arizona, including the consulate of El Salvador in Tucson, are in constant communication about the law. But Nogués says, by far, the busiest is the Mexican consulate.
For sure is that the largest number of Hispanic people in Arizona are from Mexican origin.
Nogués says it's difficult to measure the impact of SB 1070 because there is no data to show how many people have left Arizona since 2010. But numbers do show that there has been a loss of business since then. And on a diplomatic level,
it's challenging when we have to discuss topics between Mexico and Arizona. Arizona and Mexico are not just partners or friends in terms of immigration. We don't deal just with immigration. We deal with trade, with business, with culture, with education. So we have to talk with other stakeholders in these topics. It's complicated.
When the Senate bill was signed into law in 2010, the Mexican government filed a brief as friend of the court asking a federal judge to strike down the law, because Mexican officials were concerned it would allow racial profiling by giving local police the authority to create a description of what an illegal immigrant looks like. Although the Supreme Court upheld one part of the law, U.S. District Court Judge Susan Bolton still has to make a decision on how to enforce that part of the law. Nogués says, until then, all the Mexican government can do is keep people informed. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.